deep in the jungle, surrounded by Mayan pyramids, a secret community of artists dwells. From every century, some are chosen. And once entering the magical valley, they can never return. Welcome to Kelmar. Episode 2, Enter the Night.
When my brother and I first came to Kelmar, I was terrified. Through the years, its beauty, peace, and magic calmed my soul. And when I met my true love, I felt nothing could be happier. I know, you're most likely making a face at me and about to run away in disgust at such sentiment. But what else could I say? There was no reason for any worry or doubt, and long years of sunshine seemed to stretch out by Harold's side. So what was wrong? How could another body, dripping in its own blood, be found in the jungle? After all we had gone through, why again?
Katia, tarry a moment.
Lagapito, you must tell the rest of the council! An artist has been murdered!
Where? How?
Near the music palace. Olivia told me to run and she looked frightened.
It takes much to concern her. Show me this place. She may be in danger.
Here! Over here!
This was Ralph, one of the literature authors.
Hey, what are you all standing around the rain for? Ralph?
Ralph!
The blood continues into the jungle.
You don't think, Olivia?
Ow!
My lady, be still. You are lucky to be relatively unharmed.
The creature! Where's the creature?
Please lay down once more. I shall put your mind at ease. A healer is on their way.
Well, get on with it. Who are you, and what am I doing here? You look familiar.
Do allow me to explain. I was tracking the beast. When I heard the plea of an innocent and defenseless...
You were tracking it?
Now, as I was saying, I at once came to succor your cry.
I didn't cry, I was just surprised. Anyone would have been.
As I dashed into the clearing, sword glinting in the sunlight...
It was raining.
Quite right. Rain pattering off the glinting blade in the... clouds. I spied a figure of such piercing beauty that...
I didn't get much of a look at the beast before it charged, but I didn't find it very attractive. For one thing, it was covered in scales and spikes.
Not the beast, your fairness?
I do try to tell the truth.
Beauty.
All I remember is that thing charged. I grabbed a rock and tried to drive it into one of its eyes. I figured it was the only vulnerable spot. I saw gushing, then the thing collapsed on me, and then I woke up here.
And why did you not ask for a weapon, since you had training enough to notice its vulnerability?
You can't, of course. Watch. Sword.
You have fine taste. A falchion, if I'm not mistaken.
We could never ask for weapons in Kelmar before.
Kelmar?
You know, the valley we're... in.
These are the plains of Bosworth, my lady.
That's not where we were. This is flat and green and nothing but that group of trees on the far end and... Are they... tilting?
Jousting. Richard does enjoy displaying his prowess far too often.
No, they are tilting, not jousting. I do know the difference.
Indeed. Perhaps I should take you to the Duke. Though I value your beauty, women are not often allowed in these fields. They dwell in the heights of the mountains and come but seldom.
Thank you, but I need to get back to Katya and the others. They'll be sick with worry. Just take me back to where you brought me in.
I have tried, but the forest was unyielding. Whenever I walked into its embrace, I returned whence I had gone, in not 3 minutes later.
It was like that in Kelmar as well. If you wished to leave, you couldn't, and only by going into the jungle not wanting to leave, you could go about in it.
But we do wish to leave.
Good point. I suppose before you could get through because it was the creature you were after, not actually leaving. I do hate when this happens. Very well. Take me to this duke of yours.
After you, my lady.
That is quite polite, but I don't know where we're going.
Oh, I had not thought of that.
You do look rather familiar. What's your name?
Warwick.
I'm Olivia. Just to clarify, in Kelmar, if we stumbled into the valley, it was permanent.
I fear it is so here as well. Once you enter, it is until the Duke grants you leave to go. Or often, for life.
To be continued. Featuring the voice talent of Laura Frechette as Olivia, April Sadowski as Katya, Mark Kilfoyle as Agapito, Jeremiah McCoy as Warwick, Alexa Chipman as Janice, Stevie K. Farnaby as The Beasts. Written and post-produced by Alexa Chipman, based upon her novel, and released in 2009 from kelmah.net. That's kelmah.net. Not for redistribution. Music by Kevin McLeod of incompetech.com.